The Traveler's Journal, September 7th, with a look at some not-so-quaint customs. Most travelers buy things overseas. Generally, any adult out of the U.S. for at least 2 days can bring back up to $400 worth of merchandise duty-free, whether purchased or received as a gift. This applies to only one trip every month. But travelers can mail back as many gifts duty-free as they wish to immediate family members, as long as the contents of the package aren't worth more than $50. Be sure to mark the package as a gift and write its value on the outside. Otherwise, it will be subject to postal inspection and duty charges. If you exceed the $800 limit, you'll be charged duty averaging 10% of the item's purchase price, though duty on some goods can be as high as 92%. A sales receipt showing a reasonable purchase price is usually all the proof you need. If you don't have a receipt, or one that seems too low, customs inspectors will assign a value. They can also search the bags and person of anyone they suspect of concealing dutiable goods. If you are caught, the basic fine is 6 times the item's value. Duty charges are due on the spot and can be paid in cash or major credit card. If you can't or don't want to pay, the goods will be held free for 5 days, after which time you'll be charged a storage fee. Goods not claimed within 1 year are sold at public auction. Finally, remember that any item of foreign manufacture may be assessed for duty. That's why it's wise to register any expensive electronic equipment with customs before you leave this country. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You'll find a world of resources when you visit us online at travelersjournal.com.